question from Jimmy. Why can't I go 100%? You know, listen, you can. The question is, what is the trade-off? What are we giving up? What are we unable and able to do when we go 100%? And I assume we are referring here to a sparring session. So what's the benefit behind sparring session? Let's just start from there, right? Sparring session is like a midterm, at least in my term, in my mind. We come into a sparring session to test our skills, to test the techniques, to test the concepts, the sequencing, the drilling that we've done, to put it to test in a more realistic, life-like scenario. And going 100% will do exactly that, but it will not allow us to learn. So why can't we go 100% every single time? Well, we won't be learning anything. We won't be improving anything. And this is my perspective, right? There are different ways of learning. There are different pillars, different categories in which we can maximize learning. And this is not only pertaining to jiu-jitsu only. This is actually all about life, in my opinion, right? We have a classroom-like study scenario in which we can observe new information, we can analyze, we can take notes, we can comprehend, we can make sense out of things. And then we have drilling sessions. Drilling sessions would be a little bit more of a workshop-like scenario where we can troubleshoot, we can figure things out, we can test things in a slower and more controlled environment where mistakes are welcome, but also adjustments are necessary. Then we have it like private lessons where it's very one-focused, one-on-one targeted education, if you will. And then last final one would be the midterms. This is where the sparring sessions come in. So if you go 100% across all of those, one, you're not going to have training partners because nobody is going to want to train with you. That's number one. But number two, you are not going to have any takeaways. There is a bigger problem behind going 100%. When we go 100%, we resort to things that we do the best. And it's hyper-focus on winning. It's hyper-focus on a specific goal of destroying, smashing, being on top, or perhaps even being on the bottom, but in a very aggressive way. The moment we take that approach, we are not vulnerable anymore. We are not putting ourselves in weak positions. We are not putting ourselves in experimentation points. And all those are points where we are growing the most. So in order for one to grow, in order for one to get better, in order for one to continue the education path, we need to put ourselves in a vulnerable spot, somewhere where discovery is welcome, somewhere where failure is fairly high, actually, so we can continue exploring and see what works, but what doesn't work. And based on those scenarios, we can draw our own conclusions. So imagine this, if every single day in classroom, all you had is test, but there was no new information acquisition, your test would be a very slow percentage or very low percentage success. It is what it is, simply because we are not learning anything new. On jiu-jitsu mat, it's not much different. In order for us to test things, we have to discover them first. Before we can discover them, we need to understand, before we put them to test, we need to understand and we need to comprehend them. As we receive the information, we need to process them in our mind. We need to explore a little bit. We need to experiment. We need to fail a little bit, test a little bit on a slower pace. And then when the timer's right, when we feel confident, that's when we would go and going in that sparring scenario where we can test this out in a little bit more lifelike scenario would be very welcome. Another component behind going 100% is our training partners. Listen, if every single time we go 100%, balls out, balls to the wall, injuries will be very present. Unfortunately, not only for us, but also for our partners, this is not what jiu-jitsu is all about, at least not in my opinion. Most of us, 99% of us, we don't do jiu-jitsu for a living. We don't do competition for a living. We don't do professional jiu-jitsu. Some of us do, and good for you if you're one of those. But most of us have professional jobs. Most of us have careers. Most of us have lives off the mat, and we want to come back on the mat without any injuries. We want to leave those mats intact with a smile on our face, without any serious setbacks, physical setbacks, right? So going 100% against puts us in these positions where us or our training partners will be, put in a compromised positions. And those are not always necessary. Even though we want to test them out, even though we want to put ourselves in a compromised positions, tapping is very welcome at least in my academy. We do explore things. We figure things out. We put ourselves in compromised positions, but nobody's walking off the mat hurt. Nobody's going 100%. If we are going 100%, those statements are made very clear and everybody is aware of these situations. So there's no surprises. We are not put in a failure position. We are put in a position of success with the pressures and the compromise experimentation modes, if you will, where it allows us to continue growing, continue discovering, continue failing and drawing conclusions so we can grow better, faster, and stronger. And just better, better jiu-jitsu guys. Peace.
Thanks for listening. If you would like to engage and send me your comments, thoughts, questions, I'll be happy to bring it up to the show and help you out in any way I possibly can. You can find me on Instagram, RozhinskyBJJ. Until then, keep on rolling. I'll see you guys on the mat. Peace.